Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Happy holidays, Challenge fans. On tonight's episode, we had a reunion. Yes, there was a lot of drama on the reunion. And guess what we're talking about next? The reunion. Stick around. We're talking about the reunion. Hi, Maria.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz...
It's
jingle
over.
Bells, jingle bells, jingle finally. All the way. See how I made jingle bells
nice.
To the After Buzz theme?
Welcome in, one and all. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for joining us from all over the United States and the world. We're here to talk about the reunion. And we didn't want to have an ugly sweater party tonight. We wanted to have a sexy leather party tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So yeah. That's what we're doing. Leather squad. My name is Daniel Ingrid. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got some Santa's helpers here tonight.
Santa's helpers.
Some fellow hosts. To my left, we've got Benny the Reindeer.
Benny the Reindeer. What's up, guys? Benny here. Thanks again for joining us. Good reunion. Can't wait to talk about it.
Yes. Oh, and next up, we've got Mrs. Claus, I guess?
Sure.
I'm like the Jew with the most Christmas spirit ever.
Yeah.
It was the reunion. If they reunited, and it did not feel good.
Oh, boy. And certainly last but not least, we've got David in a massive bow tie.
Yes. Have my looking festive. I like my sweater, too. You know? We saw people sitting down talking, much like you guys are doing right now, watching us talk. So
Yes. Let's do overall thoughts real quick.
Okay.
One or two lines, and then I've got about a million questions, and we're just going to do roundtable, baby. Benny,
perfect.
Overall thoughts.
I liked it. I thought it was a good reunion. I would have liked to see more people chime in, but overall, it was good.
I thought it was overall not great. There was so much rehashing of things we've already seen.
Right.
And I would have liked to have gotten more, like the moment where Pauly was talking to Rogan that was behind the scenes.
Mm.
I would have liked a lot more of that. We just saw a bunch of things we already saw and heard the same fights we've heard a million times. So,
yeah, for me, I mean, it was a reunion. It's almost like watching Maury Povich or something like that. For you young kids, it's like just an old talk show. So it wasn't too thrilling for me, but I felt like the editing, there was so much cuts, like, it was hard for me to really, like, I want to know what really happened, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean,
they were jumping cuts real quick.
Yeah.
Here's my overall thought. And here's my first, it's also my first conspiracy of the night.
Okay.
You, Pam, just said they rehashed a lot of the things.
Yes.
I feel like they had to rehash all of the clips from the show so Swaggy P could watch the show for the first time tonight.
Right.
Do 100%. Any of you really think that Swaggy P watches the challenge? And second, my thought is, honestly, he watched it tonight for the first time. He has no idea. And do I blame him for taking an opportunity? No. But please, my God, any of us would have destroyed it so well, and he had nothing to give.
He looked like he was just chilling the whole time, like, yeah.
He looked like he smoked, took a nap, they knocked on his door, said, get dressed, come out, and she had to poke him every so often and go, what do you think? And he'd go, I don't know.
Right.
Well, don't
he had nothing to say. Yeah, that they were, I don't even,
I mean, they're feeding him in his ear,
so,
you know.
Well, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Don't they feed lines in his ear?
Yeah.
So it just didn't seem like, I
those were the lines
him.
They fed him. That's all they could give him because he had nothing to give to this thing. It
was
awful.
And I, you know, I like her, but they, the cast, they're such characters that I feel like someone that's just sort of a background player that keeps the show moving, and isn't as maybe dynamic as she has is as
you know who's really good, who is Justine very dynamic, who's very dynamic but also doesn't take away from the cast is The Miz.
The Miz is great.
He's so he is such a crazy guy. If you ever watch him on The Real World or even his WWE stuff, because we're not allowed to say WWF anymore, he's just so good about. He's still as a host. He just brings it down and just bam gets you going.
It's because he's awesome.
Yeah. You know, he is. He's great. And yes, I think your conspiracy is totally correct. I don't mind him doing this, but that got Swaggy P, but he had no idea who these people were or what was going
on. Was this his first time hosting, like, anything? Do we know?
I mean, maybe he's done some music stuff or something, but no. I mean, he's a professional basketball player.
Right.
He won with the Golden State Warriors a couple years back.
Former
when their team was absolutely stacked. He's a good basketball player, though. He just does a lot of things off the court and even on the court that are just like, dude, you're very immature. What are you doing?
Well, MTV is smart, production-wise, I think, in trying to make this the fifth sport, as some people like to call it.
Okay.
They might think bringing in an actual athlete would be good. And maybe if he had seen the challenges and had something to say about any of the competitions or anyone's performance.
Well, they've done this before, though. They brought in athletes before when they did the pros versus hoes or whatever.
Chance versus,
thank you.
Pros versus
hoes. Well, I couldn't think of it. Yes, it's Chance versus Stars. They did multiple times. They brought in, like, Terrell Owens came in. Yeah. A couple other football players came in.
Yes.
The last reunion, there was that host.
Question.
Oh, Solo?
I have a question.
But by the way, she wasn't as bad as Swaggy, but she was bad, too.
Question. Do we really see this as being, like, a legitimate sport, though?
No. It's a competition.
I mean, could you see people like lining up with their party hot dog parties and burgers and like, oh, we're gonna watch the challenge. Like, which team you got?
Well, it is sports, to me,
a reality TV way, right? But I mean, it's not like the Super Bowl, you know, or how people are like diehards every season for like the Eagles or the Packers or whoever you're.
It's
going
not
for.
A
I mean,
real sport.
It's a sport in every way that people are obsessed with it, like sports, and it's like a soap opera, like sports, and we do get our popcorn out every week. Not me, because I have soft gums and get stuck in there for days. But Pam's with me on that. But it is like a sport in those aspects. But it will ever be like an NBA
or an
NFL?
Like a legitimate sport. Like,
they're already on season 35. I mean,
and it's not slowing down.
Yeah.
Right. The ratings are killing it. Every time the show airs, it's trending on Twitter. So I wouldn't put it past it.
But I would say I do not watch. So as the person who does not watch any professional or college sports, to me, this is a sport in terms of I know who's a good competitor, I know who's got good strength. So that's, I think, what they mean in terms of sportsmanship, and you are watching and seeing people compete. Is it a sport? No.
It's obviously subjective. You know what I mean? Just like if you're a fan of football or basketball, whatever. But I mean, I guess I'm kind of jumping far ahead, but I'm thinking, like, could you see, like, the challenge t-shirts in Walmart, or, you know, how you see, like, your favorite teams and, you know.
I could see that.
But,
oh, really?
I could see that. You'd have a Lakers t-shirt.
Yeah, like,
I mean, I don't know.
You see some guy in the corner selling a challenge t-shirt?
If it got popular enough, definitely. Like, the challenge, like, whatever season they were on. If it was, like, this one, Team UK, a Team UK shirt, or Team USA shirt. I could see that.
I'll say this. They have to change it every season.
Yes.
So to have it be like
that's
that, but maybe like have the competitors' names on it. But then again, they might not, unless you're like a Bananas, you might not be last in 16 seasons.
But see, and the thing is, there are always people coming in and coming out,
that's,
you know,
the thing.
So the only people who would really, if that ever did happen, would be what, Bananas?
Yeah,
West maybe.
It's more based on the people versus than the teams. Like,
exactly.
We're like, so I'm obsessed with the Celtics and the Patriots, but like Paul Pierce, I'm from Massachusetts. Paul Pierce isn't on the team anymore, but I was obsessed with him for the 16 years he was on the team, but I still love the Celtics. And I'll say this one last thing is, I watch the Celtics and the Patriots every week or whatever, and I'm obsessed with it, and I love it. I watch the challenge the same way with that same amount of obsession. So in that way, it is a sport.
For sure. And people rank these players, wins and losses. It's definitely sport adjacent, but because the teams are mixed
like
up
that.
Every time, we can only be loyal to certain players as a person.
Right. Yeah. That's the difference.
There's no team loyalty. Yeah.
They even have the whole fantasy league thing going on for the challenge.
Yeah.
So
I would definitely say
it's
athletic competition based, absolutely, hands down. But I mean, if we're saying the sport in the sense of you're like a loyal follower and you sit there and watch it excited every week, then you can almost say the same thing about like The Bachelor or X on the Beach.
Also,
you
know?
But those are the same. I mean, like, the competitions they do on those shows are like more like dating competitions. Like, yeah. It's like watching Are You the One? Are You the One?
But I'm just saying, as being a fan of it, as you said, comparing it to like being excited to watch a football
game. Right. The big difference would be the physical exertion that these people are putting out there, which would make it the sport that it is. Let's move on because we spent a lot of time on that. Holy hell!
Thank you guys for if you're still with us after that. Is this a sport conversation?
My next round
table. What is the fans thing? What are our viewers?
Oh, they're thinking all kinds. The challenge is a sport. Alex wrote that.
Cheerleading is a sport.
I have a story about Jordan. I met Jordan in LA at a bar a while ago, several seasons ago. Several seasons ago, shortly after. Him and Bananas when he failed spectacularly, if you guys remember, when he X'd all the things and put your money where your mouth is, and
that was like his first season, right?
Bananas out. It might have been. I don't think it was his first, but it was early on. Yeah. This was years ago, and I was talking to him, like fanning out and saying, like, "Oh my god, yeah, I feel like it's." To me, it's a sport. I'm watching you compete. It's great. And I like that as a move. And he was like, good, that's how I think of it. He reiterated that tonight. So it's relevant. He was saying, I think of it as a sport. And when you're off the game.
And Tori called him out on it, too.
Well, she called him out on saying what Ninja does isn't a sport.
No, she also said you call it a fifth sport, Jordan. She called him out on that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But he does, I think, consider. Anyway, that's the point. But then when he asked Swaggy, he's like, you know, when you're playing a game.
Okay.
And Swaggy said, oh.
Yeah, and this brings me right back to the one. Jordan is feeding him lines. The one thing you can contribute, Swaggy P, and you go, I don't know about Michael Jordan. Dude, how do you not know that Michael Jordan literally was the biggest trash-talking guy ever? You're an NBA basketball player. Like, I'm just a fan, and I know that. Come on, man.
Many, especially around that era, dude. That was
like, all right, sorry. Everyone's saying next, and I agree.
Next.
Next question. What did you think of Jordan's hat?
Is he auditioning for Kingpin? What was that?
I felt like we're watching Tombstone. I felt like he was picked his outfit. He watched probably Tombstone one night. I was like, I'm gonna wear that.
That is to bring sports in. This Tom Brady from the New England Patriots wears those hats all the time.
I don't know.
He's never wearing one of those hats.
He does.
I'm no fashion expert, but
okay. Next thing. Why was Nicole invited? I wrote all these questions down. Why was Nicole there?
Good point. She's George's friend. She's protected.
To make Swaggy seem like he had a personality.
Ready? Yeah. Right. Next question. No Zach? Damn.
That's what I said.
I was bummed.
Damn.
No Zach?
Yeah.
Question mark. Why? And they didn't,
I'm sure our live chat knows why they weren't there, why he wasn't there. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
News and gossip, I know that currently he's in the hospital and wherever they were shooting. Does anyone know more about this than
me? But they taped this a while ago.
They're just being really swaggy.
Taped was like a month ago.
I don't know.
Melissa Park, anyway. I like Jordan's hat. Melissa, I liked his hat too. I'm with you. I did. Yes, I'd rock it.
All right,
I would.
All right.
All right. Next question. What I write next? D. I thought wearing a little too much makeup. These are a lot of thoughts. This is the opener. I'm just trying to get through the opener. She looks so much better with less makeup. That was way too much makeup.
D has done some things to her face.
Okay.
Prior to,
I'm getting the female perspective here. I don't always notice those things.
I say do whatever you want. Yeah. But she looked freshly plumped up.
Okay.
Freshly enormalized.
Benny,
I thought she looked beautiful.
Benny, I just want an opinion
beautiful.
Here.
She is beautiful.
Unless that's your opinion.
You know what
though?
You know what I thought, guys? I didn't care.
I honestly didn't.
I feel like that's your answer for all the things.
I honestly didn't notice.
Still
any
beautiful, always beautiful. But
work done or anything. But I thought she looked good.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
She looked like she's had a
Pam,
bit more fresh.
You throwing that shade? You
not
that
at
shade,
all.
Girl?
Okay. Actually, all right.
Anyways,
no
moving
shade.
On.
No shade.
Bananas and Jenny. Polly says that they hooked up. Thoughts on that? Do you actually believe that they did?
I mean, she's a hottie, so I don't blame you, Bananas, if you did.
Do you think that Bananas did?
Why would Bananas lie about it, though?
Because Bananas always lies about it.
Because he's dating.
Well, he has a girlfriend.
He's Morgan.
He's dating fellow After Buzz host Morgan.
And he's a liar. Like, I love that he's.
So, but I want your opinions.
I think they did.
Okay, David.
I'd say they did. You're in
and
that
why?
Situation.
And why?
Because you're in that situation. It's normal. You're drunk. You're horny, and you're in a house full of people that are. I'm just being real.
Why
a house
not?
Full of people that are all doing that. That's the norm. That's what you do.
I don't think he did. And the reason is because no one caught anything. No one saw anything whatsoever.
Right.
Usually when someone hooks up in the house, someone sees something.
But
a
they
camera,
were in the bathroom and closed the
do
door.
You have my, are you about to say my conspiracy right now?
Wait, wait, wait. Even even a camera, even the camera people, even if you can't see anything, they still can pick up sounds. And that's usually what happens.
Benny, I got my conspiracy, though, against it right now.
Okay,
you go for it. You want to go?
I was just going to say, when Bananas was confronted by the person he hooked up with that season when he cheated on Natalie with Natalie and he kissed Kaylee, he denied it when Kaylee said, yes, we did. So Bananas is a liar. That's all I'm saying. Why would he deny it? Because it's no one's real business, really. And he has a girlfriend.
Okay. Here's my next conspiracy. Bananas is the golden goose of the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And there are cameras in people's buttholes on this challenge. There's nothing that's not going to be caught, right? So I'm just throwing it out there that maybe in a conspiracy type of way, they decided to not show any of that footage and kind of just delete it away as if it never happened, just so they could keep on Banana's good side because he's known as so much of the bad guy and doing all these bad things. And why throw one more wrench in the chain, as they say? So there you go. That's my
fair conspiracy. I think that's fair.
He does so many bad things. We got to keep people liking him. And he also had a lot of other controversy back in the day that they want to keep under hush-hush.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if it happened, but I don't know that it didn't either.
What does that mean, David?
That's the question. That's for
David,
you.
David, no. David, you look so smart with that bow tie on, and then you just said that.
Thank you.
Like a little professor over there. I love it. All right. Let's get... Oh, then, I don't know. Kara and Nani start fighting about something. What was the... They had a bunch of fights tonight. But what was the first one?
It was about that Nani allegedly tried to get into Polly's DMs.
That was later, but let's talk about that one, because that one is interesting. Do you believe that? Because I... Here's my thought real quick, and then you guys go off. I think that... Polly does talk crap about Kara. Okay, because I think he's venting it to Nani. Because remember, Polly was like, Nani, behave. Nani, be good. Don't say that. I'm like, dude, Polly, you are saying shit. But we all kind of already felt that way, right?
Yeah. I like Polly on the show. Like, if you literally cut out the box of just the show, the actual competition show, not even the reunion. I think the fact that him and Nani FaceTime for hours, I don't think Nani's interested in Polly.
No.
I believe that Polly keeps these relationships going.
Yeah.
And I think that is so sus. Like, that is so suspect. And
suspect.
For a fact, the first...
What does
like,
sus mean?
So
what the hell sus mean?
So sus. And the fact that I'm sure he... Not trying to throw Carr under the bus, but I'm sure he does that, and I'm sure he plays them against each other. That's what I'm saying. I'm sure he makes it seem to Carr like, oh, Nani wants me. And I'm sure he says things to Nani like, oh, Kara's whatever.
I don't think there's anything... I don't think Nani's trying to hook up with Polly at all.
I don't think Polly's telling this to Kara. I think Kara is thinking, oh, he's FaceTiming with Nani all these hours. Obviously, Nani's trying to hook up with him because they're FaceTiming all these hours.
Yes.
I think that's what's going on.
I'm just going to throw a hot take out there, and I'm going to say I think Polly is getting sick of Kara, to be honest.
Ooh.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's the truth.
I feel like he's getting fed up with her, really.
I see their Insta stories and their pictures and everything.
But
and
that's show. That's all show, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Like, I completely agree with David on this.
But then again, you have a personality. In the challenge, and then you have a personality.
They're not on the season this season. They got to do what David is saying and keep the Instagram
stay
stuff
relevant.
They're
it's
literally
business.
Not going to be relevant for the next six
right, like,
months.
Yeah.
That is
job.
A lifetime.
Don't you think
they don't go
it
to
would
work.
Be
that's,
right,
that's,
man.
That's how the influencer world works,
right.
Benny.
It would be an even bigger, crazier story if they broke up. Than staying together. Yeah, they stay together.
All
right, they're still together.
You.
Which
if,
is why they staged their breakup
Kara,
3 months
true.
Ago.
If Kara, bro, yeah, do you remember when they staged their breakup, everyone was like, oh my gosh, they broke
but
up.
Listen,
if they actually
if
did break up, then that would be an even bigger story.
But then
and I'll
done.
Say this, if they
together.
Went, if they were going on to the next season, then yes, that breakup works. But since they're not on the next season and they break up, we're never going to see what happens in the breakup because
right.
they're not on air.
And then they're
we're
done.
Not going to care about their stories anymore because they're going to be separate stories. We want to see how they interact when they're all awkward and they're like, do I like, I'm going to be hooking up with someone else. We're not going to get to see that.
And
that's
it,
my point.
And it might hinder them because that may be part of the reason why they get casted as a couple of what, just like we saw last last season because right. they're a duo. So that may be also.
Well, no, Kara doesn't have to worry about that though. Kara yeah, will Kara always get a call.
Well, Paulie.
Paulie is the one that, and there's speculation as to why he's not even coming back next season. But Kara has no worry about getting a call
yeah.
back.
Well, on that. So now there's so much. We this is why I found it just rehash. So now there's the show. MTV has the after show where they talk about it right after the show.
Right.
It's like we know all these things that they told us today. So I wanted more backstory. One moment I liked was the Kara and Laurel moment.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, we learned little tidbits yes. of certain issues that happened that we didn't yes. know. Majority of the stuff we did know. But there were some little stuff like the car and yeah. thing, which we can get into next if you'd like. Okay. Go ahead, Pam.
I just thought it was nice. I thought...
I thought Laurel was very genuine. I thought everything Laurel said was very factual. I think that she does just look out for her best interest. And I don't think that... I think Kara does take the things she says wrongly, but you seem to disagree with that.
I have known... people that are, I don't know Laurel, so I don't know if she's like this, but I have known people that like you when you're down, if that's a, yeah. Like to feel better and to have you be there, you know, people that like someone when they're down on their luck
misery
and then when
loves
they're
company,
not.
Right?
Not even misery loves company, but a sort of domineering type that wants to control that sort of, if you're independent and free and on equal standings, that relationship doesn't work. It's just an unbalanced relationship. I'm not saying Laurel's bad. I've known and been in those relationships. So I believe Kara that is how she perceived it, whether Laurel is intentional in that or not. I think it was shady of Kara to go, or maybe she liked me, but I do think that Laurel...
That was
shady.
That was really shady, and kind of, that was just a low blow.
It was. I also do think Laurel was a little bit in love with her. So I don't think that
but
was
But even if
relevant.
She was or not, that shouldn't
it
have been
stupid.
Even
It was
brought
trashy.
Up. Yeah.
It was trashy. It was lame. It none of... There was a lot of not good looks on a lot of people tonight, and that was, you know, she was talking out of both sides of her mouth when she was saying, I've got no hate, this is how I felt, and then sort of throwing shade at the same time.
All right, so we got U.S. dominance over U.K. They get into that whole thing. Carr and Polly and how they kind of start the eliminating of their team, but then they definitely did, and they showed it tonight, they definitely did, both of them voted bananas in.
Yeah,
and then my other thought on that real quick is they also messed up their team because Tori and Jordan hated them so much, they went to the other team. So they didn't eliminate them, but they did take care of Bananas, Tori, and Jordan. And two of them basically won the final.
Yes.
So that's where I want to start next. Thoughts?
Quick.
Yeah.
The end. I just want to end all these arguments about Kara's cult and they did this. Leroy said tonight... that him and Bananas said to Carr and Polly, we will vote you in every chance we get.
Yeah,
Bananas tried to throw the thing. So everyone's saying, like, they weren't working as a team. They just, by getting rid of Laurel and Bananas, gained the upper hand. So I can't fault them for that.
But then the rest of the season, it was their show. I guess everyone's
right,
mostly
but
people's
points. It would have been the other way had they gotten to get rid of Carr and Polly.
But we weren't. Yeah, but no one was like calling Carr's culture upset about it until that happened. So I didn't care if they all want to eliminate each other at first. That's fine.
Well,
whatever.
Zach and Jordan, and then we're going. Oh, they have the numbers, so they're just taking. It's like yes, it's an alliance. That's where
Here's
that
the
argument.
Thing. There's got to be a good guy and a bad guy. I can't like everyone on this show. I have to pick a side, or I'm sitting on the fence, and I got stuff on my butt.
Yeah.
You know, you want to jump on either side.
Yeah,
it can get uncomfortable after a while. That's all I'm saying.
I just
want to be on one side or the other. So I chose to like the Jordan side, whatever side he was on, and that's just me.
And so, I don't know why. Because my favorite people, like in real life, where Cam is the only one, actually Ashley too, but Tori, Georgia, Nani. So I don't know why I'm like Team Kara's cult, but I am.
And that's fine.
I don't know.
There's just the whole thing. There's two different ways to look at something where some people look at it as a cult and Kara looks at it as a royal family. I can't see that, Kara, but I'm glad you see that, Kara. Good for you. Right. Way to be positive about it. But it was a cult. So that's fine. That's me, though.
It was an alliance.
But I will say it is cool to see all all of those people come together and be cool, because like they said, Ashley, I remember Ashley was always talking crap about Kara. So it was cool to see them come together and work together and make it to a final.
Yeah.
Very rare. Very rare.
And it was nice to see Kara. She's always a lone wolf, usually, or with a guy. So it was nice to see her have some friends.
But Pam, do you think part of that is because she does that to herself?
Absolutely. Yeah. We know I love Kara, but I don't think I think there were four. Even Paulie said this on Derek's show. He's like, look, she grew up on reality TV. He was saying it with love and kindness, but there's things that, like, we normal people don't think are appropriate that she...
And we talked about it. Like, we had talked about that, like, four episodes. Okay. Yeah, we did. No. I'm glad you bring it up, but, like, we totally called that all about Kara in that. Real quick, Pam, I want to get your thoughts on Josh crying. I was wrong. I said five or more. You said five or less. We got three cries tonight.
Yeah, I said more. I said, like, I think it was, like, six.
I don't even remember.
I said it would be six, because it had to be six. I said over under five.
Yeah,
I said
more.
So I said it was going to be six because I had to be over five. Because you have to pick over or under. Pam, I think
Josh
is.
I don't understand why he's so involved. Like MTV, it seems like they're trying to make him a thing.
I don't understand why you don't like Josh.
And here's the thing, though. Like,
I don't get it.
Josh, here's the thing. Like, if the producers didn't want to use his footage, they wouldn't use his footage. For some reason, they like his footage. But honestly, did you know? Well, he's mostly positive when he talks, and everyone else is negative. I feel like they're like, we need to have someone saying something nice, and they used all his crap. Well, I think all his stuff was used, and I liked it.
He's the crier, and every when you look at stories and cast and whatnot, there's always one that's more emotional, one that you call the crier.
I'm glad you said emotional, because I think Paulie is just as emotional as Josh, but we have this weird thing with men, and just because he uses tears versus anger, it's an issue. I don't care that Josh cries.
I don't care that he cries.
Everyone have a drink, because Dan's going to say, I cry all the time. Have a drink. If I live on a lake, or if I cry. Either one. But I cry all the time, Ben. Yeah.
No, that's the difference.
Like, Paulie's like, you're so emotional. Paulie, they showed you being viciously emotional in that rehash.
Right. Yeah. He called him emotionally unstable, which is different than emotional.
Yeah, but...
Paulie did call him emotionally unstable.
But Paulie's emotionally unstable is my point. Come on. He's not...
I don't like Josh at all.
Well, see, that's a death different.
But okay, let's
him crying.
This is the last after show. Let's put it all out there. Okay. What is your reasoning? What is your main reasoning as to why what happened for you to not like him?
I can sum it up in two facts. Okay. One, he tries to get with every girl, and I think it's creepy.
But a lot of guys go on the challenge.
I want to hear number two.
Two. He thinks he can step to CT. Shut up, Josh.
Yeah.
Shut up, Josh.
They literally said they shared egg sandwiches five minutes after
Josh
that fight.
Josh said that. Josh is best friends with everybody.
CT didn't deny it.
He didn't deny it. I don't even know why we fought.
CT said, because I thought he was super annoying. And Josh said, well, what they didn't show after is that then we hugged it out. What's CT going to do when he's cooled down? Punch him in the face? No, if he offers him a half a sandwich.
Wait, are you...
Josh is...
Pam, you're legitimately telling me, because you've not liked Josh for like two seasons now.
No, it's fine.
A lot of that stuff didn't happen until later on in the season, so you're telling me those are your legitimate reasons?
I find him very dishonest, and I think he plays the crying
thing
almost like...
They literally said Josh is the most honest... Bananas said Josh is the most honest person
coming
in the
world. From Bananas.
Look.
Bananas will say something that will further his agenda.
You don't think if people wanted to deny Josh's honesty that they would have just jumped in at Bananas? No one did.
I think he's... thinks he's being honest. I don't think he knows the game and the players.
I don't want to gang up on him anymore.
We see you in the live chat, Bria Cardo. I concur. I agree.
Sorry. I don't know.
All right.
I'm getting ganged up on.
It's all right. Well, let's move on. Who doesn't love a good Wes and Bananas face-off? They were so funny tonight. And like, here's the thing about them, too. It's like, who's the hero? Who's the villain? I just love their interactions. They are so funny. He's like, you know, you're going to DM me? Yeah, I'm going to DM your mom. I love a good mom joke. So, Annie, give me your thoughts on Wes and Bananas.
That was the highlight for me of the night. Go ahead, Danny.
I like them better than the whole Bananas versus Polly thing. Like, it's comedy, you just want to see who will come up on top, because this has been like a year's long thing.
Yes. Yeah, it's hilarious. Polly and Bananas, it's genuinely uncomfortable. But Wes is
more than Polly and Theo.
That was right. Funny.
Was that uncomfortable?
That was funny.
Polly and Theo was funny.
That was funny.
That was awkward.
No, see, uncomfortable.
I don't even think Theo and Polly have a problem because Theo was like, unless Theo was joking or being sarcastic.
No, I just meant just... I meant the kissing that they almost did. And literally, if you listen, Theo goes, "Ooh, I like the way that tastes." I was a little thrown off.
Weird.
It's so weird. I think they were.
I laughed, but I also was like, "My God, what's happening?" I wrote, "Polly's dancing is awful." In that purple suit?
Really?
He was feeling himself.
He was a good dancer.
No, I didn't like his dancing.
Dancing is
I can't do that.
In the way that he danced, the reasons he was dancing was just annoying me. Here's my thing about Polly. I like him one sentence, and the next sentence I hate him. I can't handle it.
This is my thing with Polly. Like I said before, Polly has his personality on the challenge, and he has his personality outside the challenge, and I think he is playing up a role that he, and he even said this, that they ask him to, if they ask him to play a role, he will play that role. And I think he's playing a specific role. And outside the challenge, he is completely different because I've seen his stories and he seems like a very genuine, good guy.
I have to disagree. It's on the challenge. I kind of like Polly because I think he makes nice with everyone and I hate to... I think Polly in real life, I don't know him. I don't. It might be just so bizarrely self-serving that, again, I don't even know if he knows he's... That clip about him talking to Joss did not look good on Polly because that's not the way he was edited and portrayed this season.
That, yeah.
I was like, oh.
The clip of Rogan? Where he's talking to Rogan?
Where he's talking to Rogan, I was like...
Before I saw that, I was like, I'm gonna come in here, I'm gonna stick up for Polly, but then I saw that.
And there's my point of you like him and then you hate him. And you like him, then you hate him. It's like I don't know where to stand with Polly. Let's move on to Jordan and Tori's hole. They do a whole thing on Jordan and Tori, they rehash, as Pam likes to say. Nani apparently knew about it. They said that Theo saw him give the ring to a producer.
Theo said,
I said, Theo had some good jokes tonight about losing on purpose so that he could go propose. He's like, "You're welcome, Jordan," on that.
Yeah, Theo was funny.
And then Jordan had a great comment. And I said, I was thinking the same thing. And then all of a sudden, Jordan says it. And it was a really weird thing that he did that. He said, "You plan a proposal, Kara. Obviously, it's staged. Yeah. Obviously, it's planned.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind just like, I think I'm going to propose to my girlfriend today, right now. Right now, I'm going to do it." No, you freaking
get
plan
a ring
it out.
From her. It was like her in-law, like her family's
step one.
Family.
Step one.
You prepare it. You tell the producers. You have to.
Like, so get out of here, Kara. I can't handle her.
Tori, I think, is the most sincere, genuine, down-to-earth person on this show, and she was like, "Do you think we're not really in love? Like, do you think we did this for
TV?" I just can't get around her side, Kara's side.
Well,
it's
Kara,
insane.
Who I love, obviously, it's like, quit there, Kara. She said something nice, like
she did.
She said something.
What'd you say?
Nice.
What'd she say?
She said something like, "Oh, they didn't want me there. I did a favor to Jordan."
You know what that sounded like to me? An excuse / her rationalizing the fact that she just couldn't go out there and be. Why not just woman up? You know, and be the bigger woman, the bigger man, however you want to say it, and just say, "Look, congratulations, you know, I'm so happy for you too," and then go inside. Because if she did that, producers would have shown it.
And like Tori said, if you guys got engaged, I would have come like I would have come and said, "Congratulations."
And then I would have left you two alone.
And they asked Tori, "Do you think Kara is jealous?" And Tori is so cool and considerate.
She should have said yes.
She said, "I don't think she's jealous, but I think she would have liked something like this to have happened to her."
I agree with that.
Heck yeah. Polly's dumb cheating comment. This again goes to my fact where I like him and then I hate him. Like, dude, what was that? You were just on their side being like, "Kara, you shouldn't have been talking smack about the proposal." And then you're like, "Well, props to you for cheating, but then finding the true love with the cheat." I didn't know what to think about that. But anyway, we don't have to talk about it.
That was shade.
It was weird shade. Yeah. Weird.
You know,
weird.
One thing that I do like about when it comes to Jordan and why am I blanking on her name? Jordan and
Tori.
Jordan and Tori. Tori is not afraid to call Jordan out, which I really do respect. But on the other hand, where we have Polly and Kara. Kara will agree with whatever Polly yeah. says. Or maybe not agree with it. She won't say anything if she doesn't agree with it. And so that's kind of like... That's I'm not saying their relationship isn't real, but Jordan and Tori, like, that's like relationship goals where you're yeah. that comfortable yes. with each other yeah. to say, like, hey, yep. that's not right.
Right.
At the end, I almost wanted Tori to, like, stick up for him one time, but no, she kept going at Jordan, like, no, Jordan, you're wrong. You're wrong about this. And I was like, that's great, but that's my point. That's Benny's point, though, is that they can. They
that's
can.
How you grow as a human.
I know. Yeah.
You
I
want
know.
Someone Absolutely. That can.
But
that
yeah,
can,
she didn't agree with Jordan at one point. At the end, there, at the end, she did not agree with any of his points.
That best moment, and that showed that Jordan, you know, the craziest people in the world are like people that can't admit they're wrong and will defend mm-hmm. it to the death. And Jordan said, she. That was again couple goals. Like now, I might Josh. Like she said, Ninja's not. Attacking you. She's saying she felt hurt and you need to accept that. And he got it because he knows Tori loves right. him and right. is telling him not as an insult or an assassination of his character, but that people might be hurt by your actions, whether
oh,
that's
heck
the
yeah.
And he apologized. It was a beautiful
Even
moment.
Even when they showed that clip of Polly talking to Rogan, mm-hmm. you know, and they asked Kara, like, what she thought about that. And she didn't say, like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. That
right.
was wrong. And
you know deep down, that probably really bothered her.
Right. It would bother any yeah. woman.
And
right.
sorry to circle back to this, but if my boyfriend, if I said, oh, you call him all the time, a guy that plays girls against each other, that's also upset me about Polly. You can be friends with Nani, but telling your girlfriend, oh, she wants me,
yeah.
and then talking about her is such a... It's so bad that when she said, oh, I know you call him, and Nani was like, we FaceTime for hours.
Right.
I was like, Kara, say something to
Polly.
Even like,
taking it back a couple of seasons where Zach was partnered with Amanda and he was calling her all these names. Jenna even stepped up and told Zach to say, like, it's not cool to call women that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just wasn't a good look.
Or just, yeah, it was not. And to let them fight it out, like, they're fighting over me. It's like, one of them is your girlfriend that you live with.
That's, I mean,
and the
it's
other
just,
is
it's
someone
just
she doesn't get along with. It's so rude.
I just truly feel Polly is fed up with Kara. I really
do. I don't want to say
wonder.
Fed up, but I definitely think that he definitely airs his issues out to other people about her, and I think
right.
he has a lot of issues with her.
And
which
from,
is
and
fair.
From what I've heard, like, in the past from people about that, once you start doing that, that's a step in the other direction.
Maybe.
Yeah. And doing it with someone's, if I'm talking to my friend about my boyfriend and venting my frustrations that even if you love someone, you're going to have things that you want to share. Me doing that with an enemy of theirs is very different than you doing it with a friend of yours.
And do you think it makes even more of a difference when it's the opposite sex and per se someone that's attractive?
And their enemy, yes.
You know?
No. All right, we have like yes. five more things to get through right now before we can even get to the game. We're playing a game today, guys.
Yay!
So we'll make these quick, but we'll all give our opinion on it. Controversial elimination. Who won, Ninja or Laurel? Let's go around the table.
I told you, I'm sticking to it. Laurel. I raised my hand. Laurel.
Ninja, and I thought she explained it really well. I have a big, oh, come on, Laurel. Her excuse that sometimes they try and trick you, so she thought maybe that was what she was supposed to do is a complete lie.
No, so this is what I think should have happened. I still think TJ should have gave them both a second chance to race up there. Whoever, since they both missed the same thing.
Like a redo.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Whoever got out there first won.
Right.
Well,
I agree with that.
Happened.
I agree with that, Ben.
That's not what they
did. It didn't like resounded or anything.
Right.
Ninja just started climbing and
no,
was like, oh, should I go? Should I go?
Someone said it tonight. They even said Ninja didn't even know that happened until someone called it. I think they said Zach
Theo.
Called it.
Theo yelled
yeah,
at
yeah, so
no,
technically Ninja wouldn't have even known.
When she got up there that there was no hole.
No, but she was saying like she didn't realize that she had missed that until
Theo
pointed it out.
Theo pointed to a hole, so she put it in there.
So had Theo not said that,
that sounds awful.
Theo put it in there.
But Ninja probably would have been standing around around too.
My
thinking
take
like, oh,
is
I
Laurel
lost.
Cheated though. Like, you know, that's not a hole.
Yeah, but everyone else knew it wasn't a hole too. So it's not a
when the horn. No,
well, and Laurel, but Laurel straight up said in challenges there are sometimes what tricks or something.
Yeah. But Pam doesn't believe that. Though. That's the point. Pam doesn't believe that. I'll jump on the Benny bandwagon. I thought they should have just restarted it because they both missed the exact same hole. We'll move on. Okay. I could talk more about it, but no. Relationships. Dee and Rogan. They get into that a little bit. My God, Rogan looks real bad. Any thoughts on that?
Dee is such a sweetheart. You just can't
help. She even said it. Loyal to a fault.
Right. You can't help but feel for the girl, and you just want to root for her. And that's all I have to say about that one.
Agreed. Dee, no. I just that scene where she's upset is heartbreaking. I think he's disloyal to a fault and was not kind to her, and I wish she wasn't so forgiving of him.
Yeah. Can we say, though, this is probably not going to be the best comment, but isn't it a little crazy to say you love someone after a few weeks?
Yes.
That is crazy.
Because it's not going to be that popular response, but I mean, I don't blame...
How is that not the popular response? I think most of us would not be in love after a few weeks.
I blame Rogan for being a little like pushed back by that, though, you know? I mean, it was totally a jerk move. I'm not condoning that, but I'm saying that is a little extreme.
How could she be in love with Rogan in a few weeks?
Right.
Gross.
Right.
But more, I think it's because he's Rogan. Like, she's sweet and sensitive and smart, he just...
Well, she said she loves these hunky men, though. She just couldn't help herself. Listen.
The love?
And I'll say this. Fair enough. I'll say this. Kyle didn't say a lot tonight, but he started this whole thing by saying, so, next season, are you guys going to get back together, or are you going to talk to Nani, Rogan? And then he's like, wait, what? What? Yeah, yeah. We didn't know about this. So that was some tea that I didn't know about, that he actually had a thing. And then, of course, they conveniently go to the clip that we had never seen with him and Polly talking. Yeah. He's like, well, I'm also interested in Nani. So I thought that was really, that's the only other interesting thing I had there. They get into biggest blow-ups next, and they consider Josh and CT one, which I don't even agree with. Nani and Polly, and that's when Kara was like, oh, women shouldn't hit men, but Nani really just bumped into Polly. She didn't, like, full-on swing. This wasn't like real-world Portland where Naya literally clobbered Johnny, if you remember Shaved Head Johnny, and just punched. Now that, I'm like, whoa, that seems very unfair because the man cannot do anything besides cover himself or he is going to get in big trouble.
Yeah.
But what Nani did to Polly was literally, Benny, but that's what she did.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay. Any other thoughts on the biggest blowups? That's
what
I don't really.
Well, the one that I do want to speak on, because this is hilarious, is Turbo and Jordan. And to this day, I'm still going to say I think Jordan has really met his match, and I want to see.
Me too.
I wish Turbo could have stuck around, because as much as I back Jordan, I don't know. I'm not saying he wouldn't have won, but I don't know if he would have won if Turbo was still there.
Yeah. And that was my next topic, was Turbo time, Turbo talk. We can talk about him. And
Jordan wants it. He wants to. Compete with
he wants
Turbo
to beat the best because Jordan does consider it the fifth sport.
Yeah. And he is he's a proven
Jordan's
the
money. GOAT.
He's
he
great.
The GOAT.
He's amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then I love how he came into, like, Mr. Hollywood now, like, on his set. Like, I don't need to be there. I'm, like, filming a movie.
Hilarious.
And then his, like, little antics of squashing the banana. And, like, I love that. That's the funny humor.
You guys pronounce it Bulgaria, right?
Bulgaria.
Yeah. Okay, because Justina, whatever her name is, called it Bulgaria. I said, what's Bulgaria? All right. Her name's Justina?
Uh-huh. Justine.
Justina Valentina or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Her real last name? That's, I'm going to say no. That was my, okay. All right, yes, moving on. Cam and Leroy's next. Woo!
Yay!
They're friends. Like, we all called out because we already freaking knew this. Yeah. Like, we all knew this. Yeah. Benny and I have been talking about it forever, that they were just friends.
With an open door towards love.
Which I think is BS. If they really wanted to be together, they'd be together. What are we doing here?
It's complicated.
Why is it complicated? You either like someone or you don't like someone.
No, it's like when you're on Facebook and it says it's complicated.
She lives in New Jersey.
No one does that anymore.
Yeah, no.
And he, like, has businesses in Las Vegas and stuff.
Right,
like,
Las Vegas, LA,
yeah,
so they're not going to get
lives.
Together.
It's,
guys, I get it.
It's
but
not
it's
the
like
right
the
time.
I'm sorry, but if this is your one true love, you're going to be with that person.
Maybe
that's all I'm saying. And I don't think that's so
Disney
crazy.
Dan speaking. That's Disney Dan speaking.
You know,
maybe in Disney
Dan's
world.
I'm Penguin Dan tonight, goddammit.
Yep.
All right, Omo, any other thoughts on Cam and Leroy?
I think eventually, I hope they do just do it. Like CT said, like, stop BSing around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They both have big things going on in their lives, and they don't want to give that up, and they just don't want to be selfish with that.
Yeah. All right. And I think that's cool.
It's completely
fine.
Fair.
Yeah.
We got Georgia, Josh, Bear, stuff.
Oh.
That was the next chunk
of
it.
Weird triangle.
Any thoughts?
I love Bear because he's so honest and he straight up admits it. Like, you know, I'm
here
single.
To have a good time.
I'm here to have a good time. I want to flirt with women. I want to hook up with women. And he just wants to, like you said, he wants to have a good time, and he called people out. Like, people go to bed early, all mm-hmm. they do is complain, and he's just
that was
happy.
A shot at what's her name that went? Didn't she leave one season because
Faith?
They were talking Faith? Thank you. I think
yeah.
that was a shot at Faith.
Oh.
I'm trying to think because remember she was mad because
oh,
yeah
there,
for
yeah.
yeah for them staying up all night.
Oh yeah, she
yeah.
left. Yeah,
remember she left
yeah,
because
yeah.
of that. So
yeah.
I don't know if that was a shot at her, but that. I just thought maybe he's a bunch of people.
I just think in general he's there. He's like an old school cast member. Remember when they used to just party
sure,
and then
yeah.
wake
yeah.
up and be
yeah.
these
yeah,
people now?
I have
like.
A very like love hate. I used to like just on the show. I used to hate Bear on the show when he first came on. I just
yeah, but once you accept him for who
but,
he is, he's
right.
not hiding who he is. He's not trying to not be
right.
someone he's not. I don't mind him at
but,
all
because I feel like the first season he was trying that. He was trying to really amp up his personality, trying to put on the
mm-hmm.
show.
Sure,
and where
yeah.
I feel like now, especially with all the stuff that's happened to him, I feel like now he's a little bit more like, okay, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I loved him from like day one because he was like, he's good TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was different. You know, he was something that we hadn't really seen.
Z Battles writes in, he lives in his truth. You can't do nothing but respect it.
Yeah.
And then Full O' Wits writes in, Wes equals reunion MVP.
Yes.
He brought some light to it for
the
sure.
The beard is awesome.
The beard is ridiculous.
Team
beard. It was a ridiculous
yeah.
beard, yes.
Wes definitely won the reunion.
Do we buy anything into the Josh and Georgia stuff? I think it's cute, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere at all. There's no way
I'm
in hell.
Say
they live across the sea from each other.
Josh, he dropped the ball. You know what I mean? Like obviously, opportunity was there, and as Georgia even said, they were going to hook up one night. He got too drunk.
Don't get too. If
so
you even think you're
like,
gonna hook up,
like he had a small window. Maybe the window is still open, but it's small. And I feel like she let that window open, and it's like, come on, Josh, like,
yeah,
make it happen, buddy. You know,
Bria Carter writes in. I think Josh is gay.
I
don't agree at all. I'm not getting
yeah.
that vibe, Bria Carter.
I didn't think that whatsoever.
I do too.
Wow.
That's harsh, Bria.
I don't. I'm not gonna call. I don't know. I think his feelings for Polly and the way he reacts and then his interest in every girl
seems
strange to me.
You almost said that would lead to him.
I said I agree with Bria Carter. I agree with her a little bit. That it's crossed. I'm not going to say I agree. I'm saying it's certainly crossed my mind. Where I'm not like, there's a jury.
Hey, I guess Bear's gay too. Oh, Kyle's gay too, guys. Because they're into every girl. What are we doing? What are we doing here? What do you mean no? Don't look Kemi Matumbo me. What are we doing?
Again, I'm a human that's lived a life with experience. I have friends that before they came out would act similarly with girls. Like, they liked all the girl, not one girl
we
or a few girls.
We just talked about Bear wanting to slag or snog everybody.
He's following through.
It's not...
Josh is not following through with any girl.
Because Josh...
They don't like him as much.
Yes, no disrespect to Josh, but...
Because he doesn't have the...
He's not as...
I'm not
confident. He's not as like he doesn't have the swag
as they say. It's the charm. He doesn't have it.
Yeah, some guys have it
more than others. Right.
I'm not fighting one way or the other. I'm sorry being so extra. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just
certainly saying, the thought has crossed my mind.
We're just saying from
way.
A guy's
and,
point of view.
Also,
we get it. You
and
know?
Also, it obviously, I'm not alone. That's all I'm saying. I'm not gonna. I'm not declaring anything.
Any
one
final
way or
thoughts
the other.
On the whole end of the Jordan Ninja stuff? Because we talked about it a little bit. Any final thoughts on that? Because then after that, we're gonna play the game. But
Jordan
I want to make
cool.
sure. That Jordan handled
Jordan
it well.
Was great.
Jordan
and Tori.
Just like the whole entire season, Jordan was freaking amazing. This reunion, he was amazing. He showed that he can be a big hothead sometimes, but he's able to, like he said, learn from experiences,
mm-hmm.
and he's able to, you know, go down a notch and apologize.
I just think it depends on what side you're on, because Dee even jumped in, and she was like, well, I didn't feel that way with Jordan, and then
right.
they were like, well, because he's on your team. But then they also said that about Polly. We love Polly on our side. It's just because you're on separate teams in the way that they did their thing.
I think Dee is, Ninja is a very emotional person, and
mm-hmm.
she takes certain things to
right.
heart
right.
More than other people would.
We talked
and
about
so
her storyline where someone called her was swollen or something right. like that. Yeah, and then she got really offended. She tried to get that person like fired from work in a way. She's like, I could get you fired. I know this. Was like, dude.
And Jordan, you know, his personality is very like, he's very straightforward. And so that's why Jordan was like, he had no idea that he actually was really hurting Ninja. And so that's why, you know, he apologized.
Here's why I sympathize and I relate with Jordan so much, because when it comes to competition, I've been at fault for doing similar things in the past, especially when it comes to competition. I'm very competitive. I'm very intense when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm very harsh, you know, so I understand where Jordan's coming from, and I've been there, and I've had similar situations happen to me where it's like, whoa, like, realize how you're saying things are coming off.
Of course.
Yeah, I've done that. So, you know, I totally get it. And you learn that, and everybody, you know, I've dealt with people like that too. They're super sensitive that don't take things and get motivation, or, you know, just lead the way that you do.
And I don't want to be that guy, but I'll be that guy. Like, Ninja, a lot of the times he was yelling at you. I don't want to say it was justified, because you're yelling at a woman and it's not right. But, like, why don't you participate a little bit more, and maybe he'll not be all over you half the time? Because the times they showed him yelling were literally Ninja was, like waving them along.
Yeah, she didn't
on.
Help the situation. Right? You know? So.
Because if she was really trying her best and still struggling and Jordan's doing that to her, then I'm like, yo, Jordan, she's really trying here. I didn't see the try as much as I would want to. So that's where...
Right, yeah. And my point was, I don't think there's any malicious intent there. I think it was all in good intent, mm-hmm. Intention. So.
I liked the way they ended that, where she just said, F off, Jordan. And he said, yay, great. Right. Yeah. I think he does throw that out there, assuming people are just going to let it roll off their back, and certain people get triggered by it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is, it is what it is, and I think he apologized for doing that, and that was cool.
All right, it's game time, people, for the game time night. This is going to be fantastic. I'm not sure what I'm talking about. Yeah, so we were talking while we were talking
guys
about
are going down.
We were talking about the real world last week, and we started mentioning, like, oh man, this person hooked up with this person on that season. You should be able to get the season now. So then I started to think about all the different hookups that happen, not necessarily on the real world, but on the challenge itself.
Oh, man.
Now, this was a pain in the butt, I not only found one person they may be hooked up with, but there might be more than one answer. And you will not lose a point for wrong answers tonight.
So is this almost like when you have a chart here's linked up to this person, that?
So here's how we're going to do it, David. We're basically, I'm going to say a person, and then you're going to tell me all the people that person hooked up with. You're allowed to say more than one answer, which means you can get more than one point per round. If you say the wrong answer, you will not lose a point, because I think it's going to be way too complicated. So just start shouting out answers, okay?
Wait, so in total, like, after whoever wins this, who wins, like, the everything? In total?
Well, if David wins tonight, he wins
everything.
So you're
like, yeah.
It's
the
two.
But my question for you, Dan,
so
is
two, one,
say
one.
There's five people that have hooked up with this one person.
Yeah.
So if you get three out of the five, does that mean you're wrong?
Or you just get three points. You just get 3 points. Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you guys can't get the other two, we move on to the next person. Okay. Or I'll just tell you the answer and move on.
It's going to be hard.
Okay.
I think I did easy ones.
Okay.
The first one I think is good. You're going to be able to shout out at least one of these guys. It's a guy. His name is Abram.
Kara.
Pam's got a point. He's hooked up with more than just Carl
Johanna.
On the challenge. I believe that's on here. I have a list. Hold on. I'm sorry. This is going to be complicated. Don't look over here.
Can you look
over
Johanna?
Johanna's. I don't have Johanna here.
They got. They were on the real. Weren't they on the real world?
Okay, that's Wes. You're wrong.
Oh crap! You said Abram. Oh my gosh! I'm thinking Wes.
Anyone else want to throw a guess in there?
I don't remember.
Who else has he hooked up?
His main girl was Carl. You got the main one.
Coral.
Benny's
Coral.
Nailing it. It's Coral. Whoa. Benny got one. It's Coral.
I redeemed myself.
He's got two more, and they actually had a threesome.
Oh my god, I remember. I cannot put the faces together though.
Girl?
Think
Another
of girls
girl?
From old two school, girls. Old school real world girls, or old school challenge girls. Both of them were on Road Rules, actually.
The Veronica?
Veronica's in.
And
Pam.
Rachel.
Bam. Pam's got, whoa, ooh. Back to nice. Back, Pam.
Nice.
I
mean, I did help you out a little bit, but nice
you
work.
Did.
Nice
you
work.
Did.
Pam
you.
Has that three. Was... Benny's got one. David, you're going to get on the board here, hopefully.
Okay.
Tanya, give me some of her hookups.
Consensual or non?
Oh, my God. Let's do consensual, you crazy
I'm just kidding. You guys, come on.
Actually,
you
they actually it. Technically have the non-consensuals on here as well. Go ahead. Tanya, come on.
I honestly,
she's
Kenny,
got like 20.
Evan.
Kenny and Evan. Bam. Pam's got two already.
Johnny.
Wait, but she okay. They're listed here, guys. I'm just giving you the list.
I don't remember who Tanya hooked up with.
Me either. Well, you got Kenny and Evan, so.
Who else was around that time?
I'm trying to think.
Eazy-E.
It says here she's the Wilt Chamberlain of hookups.
She's got a lot under her belt.
All right, you guys done? Because I'll just Landon, Derek K, Mark, Theo were the other options you could have given. Let's go with Wes.
Johanna.
Nice job.
Damn it, why didn't I say
that? Nice job, Pam.
Steal. Sorry. Wes. Oh, some blonde girl.
Casey. I said it first.
And I only know Johanna because of you, so you can technically get
it. I don't have Casey here, but I'll give it to you. You both seem to know that.
That was his partner that he was hooking up with
on the season. On the challenge? On the actual challenge?
On Fresh Meat or something.
Okay.
Oh,
what? She was like a noob.
I don't know why she's not here. Keep going, guys. There's a lot more. There's another big one you all are missing.
Give a hint.
Coral?
No.
You can say wrong names. It's okay. It's not Coral, though.
It wasn't Coral.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, man. Kellyanne?
Kellyanne's correct.
Yes.
Are you looking? You're not looking, right?
No, because
you're destroying.
Looking.
These boys have no
I'm
chance.
I'm not looking. This is what I like about the remember. Freaking challenge.
Yeah, Kellyanne was another big one. Another big one
was
Kellyanne.
Big relationship.
I don't remember this other one, but Mandy Moyer. No, I don't think you guys are going to get that.
Mandy. He was. They were partners
and,
on some challenge.
He had on Fresh Meat 2, he hooked up with. She was Fresh Meat on it.
Oh, Casey.
No, another one. Teresa. Remember Teresa?
Oh,
with the darker hair?
The dark-haired girl. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. Evan. And these can be repeats, so you can think back on who we already said. One
Tanya.
Of his,
Tanya.
You know what I mean? We already said his thing. So, Pam, you got that first, right?
Benny. I'm
no, it's fine. You okay. Got it. You got it.
All right. Evan.
He's got some great ones still. Benny, you've said this person's name a million times, and I say it again.
It's a girl.
Thank you, Pam.
I do not remember who
I don't either,
up
but
with.
I remember
that was so
you
long
saying
ago.
Coral.
I'm bombing this one.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Evan, I don't know anyone else who ate.
He hooked up with Robin, Jody,
I don't
Coral.
Those.
We already said Coral. He had a room with Rachel Robinson. Oh, Rachel.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
We know Rachel. Rachel from Road Rules. Okay.
Okay.
CT.
Come on. Of course, DM.
Thank you. David's on the board.
Yeah, finally.
Gianna? No, that was Zach who hooked up with CT. Oh,
my gosh. Oh, my God. I don't know her name. She was blonde, though. It wasn't DM. It wasn't
hold
DM.
On.
It was...
One season DM and CT were on, there was a girl that
was
sort of
there was a
in
girl,
between.
Yeah. I can't remember her name.
See, I thought she had dark hair, so now
did
I'm...
she?
I don't remember.
I thought she had blonde. And she was on a...
You're both
the
right. There's
world.
A blonde and there's a dark-haired girl.
I feel like Naya at some point.
No.
All right. No ideas, guys?
No.
Anastasia.
Never.
Mandy. Siobhan.
Anastasia.
Siobhan's the blonde one, I believe, that you guys...
Siobhan,
and Laurel, they say here, but...
Really?
He had rumored hookups with Cook and Nani, but... Yeah. Oh, this is great. He also had... They have a denied rumor is that he hooked up with Shane. It's not true, but you wish it was, this person wrote. Let's move on to Rachel from Road Rules.
Okay.
She's got a bunch.
Veronica.
Okay.
Evan. Maybe. I don't,
yeah, you're both right. I gave you points. I'm so hurt. Correct.
And had a threesome with Abe. Rum.
Yep. So
Anissa.
Anissa, Benny.
Anissa.
This is kind of mean. They wrote, Anissa isn't the most impressive feat, but it adds to her stats.
That's awful.
Isn't that awful?
Awful.
Yeah, it's written here.
And don't say that, whoever said that.
Yeah, you guys said Veronica, right?
I'm done with
you. You said Evan.
Yeah, I don't know who else Rachel.
The answer is Mark. Mark,
who's
I believe.
Mark Long.
Mark Long.
Mark.
And they said Darrell.
Oh,
Darrell.
I would threesome with them. For sure.
Yeah, and everyone else you guys got. That was okay. Good. You guys got. Oh, they also said Jen. Jay with a double N there. Remember her? She was in Real World Denver, and she hooked up with everyone there too. Whatever. She had a boyfriend going in. She hooked up with him. All right.
Okay.
Derek K. Derek, you know Derek.
Derek.
Yeah,
or Derek.
Or
Derek K.
I'm sorry. You're Derek. You're
or
Derek.
Derek H. Derek K.
Which one's H?
Derek,
Derek
the one
H.
The podcast?
Challenge Mania. Yeah. Derek K. is Challenge Mania.
Oh,
so he hooked up with DM.
Challenge Mania. Yes. DM.
He's
is
hooked
the,
up with DM.
DM.
He's hooked up with Anissa.
I don't know who's Derek.
Pam
Derek.
Is running away
he
with this, guys.
I have no idea who Derek
hooked
is
up with. Because I love Derek. Derek, Anissa, and...
That's all.
I had no idea.
That, okay, yeah.
Oh, Rachel, maybe it says here? Robin, Jody?
Robin, Jody, sure.
All right, moving on. Sarah.
Oh, she is hooked up with Bananas.
Gosh.
Jordan. Her and Jordan were like a real item for a while.
Pam, you're nailing it, yep.
Pam won.
She hooked up with, I think, Kenny once, and then he was rude, or maybe they never hooked up, but she liked him.
Kenny, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a great one. Ready? Dunbar.
Dunbar.
Oh, Kellyanne.
Oh.
She hooked up with Kellyanne?
Dunbar? Wait.
No!
Dunbar hooked up with Sarah.
We're still on Sarah.
I thought you were on Dunbar,
I did not. I would not have guessed that.
And, sure.
I think Pam's got this one.
There's probably more. Vinny, maybe? Vinny, Banana's cousin? I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, okay. No.
Here you go. Mr. Beautiful himself, Kenny.
Tanya.
The whole cast.
Nani?
Was it Nani?
I don't know if that's true. I don't see Nani here.
I'm just gonna start naming out names. Trishel,
right?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what you should do, right? Yeah. Exactly. No Trishel on this list.
Robin.
How about Wes's ex?
Johanna.
Good job, Benny's in the game. We just mentioned the girl before him. I mean, you said she hooked up with him, so you can put it back to her again. We just said her name. Who's the girl we mentioned right before?
Sarah?
Kenny? Yep, so Sarah's on it.
But I said Kenny. Oh, okay. Right.
But we're on Kenny now, so you can do the reversal.
Got it.
In theory. Laurel's also on here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Nani.
Bananas.
Damn, she got it.
There's a big one of hers.
That guy that was on The Real World that got kicked off. I forgot his name.
Wait,
tell more about that.
Yeah.
They had like a really strong relationship on The Real World Vegas. I think he got kicked off The Real World.
But did he ever appear on The Challenge though? I think briefly. I believe his name is Adam.
He was on The Challenge once.
Adam,
I think.
Shaved head, he would freak out on The Real World Vegas with her. He was on her cast. I believe it's Adam.
And then I can't remember her name though, but she
hooked up with a girl.
She hooked up with the blonde girl on her show in Vegas.
The answer is Heather. Okay, Benny's getting the points.
Okay.
Yep.
She
made out with Emily. She made out with Anissa. I guess we're considering those hookups.
Okay.
And then her big one's Kahuta.
Oh, God. How could I ever forget that?
Well, I just wanted to make sure everyone...
Bear. Oh, my God. Because I know
Bear and Nani.
Yeah,
I think he wanted to, but I don't think.
I think
they
might have kissed.
He tried to.
Whatever. Yeah. Benny gets a point. Who cares? Pam's up.
Oh my God, Kahuta! I can't believe.
I have so many more left. Do you want to keep going? Should we stop?
Yeah,
but cool. Pam loves this.
This is my favorite.
I'll do Laurel.
Nicole. Dang it.
Pam. That's her main one, obviously. Her recency bias there.
On the beach.
CT apparently. That's what. Bear,
yeah, definitely Bear. I mean, I'm gonna stop keeping score. We're just gonna have fun with it because Pam's gonna
Pam
win.
Won.
Okay, yeah,
congratulations, Pam.
So I'm still only tied with
congratulations.
David, though.
She says here they shared Evelyn a long time in the bathroom. Her and Evelyn shared the bathroom for a long time. So Evelyn. Do we want to keep going? I have Jordan left, and I have Jonna. Remember Jonna?
Zach's but I don't know who else.
I think there's one other person that she did hook up with. Sorry, I'm reading like paragraphs of writing here to get these answers. Sorry, we'll move on from her. I can't think of it. Yeah, whatever. All right, and then Jordan's the other one I have. Jordan. Who did Jordan hook up with?
Jordan hooked up with Tori.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, that's
Sarah.
A point, buddy. Sorry, David has 2 points.
Sarah. I feel like on his season, Naya.
They made out on this season, but yeah. We can include that.
Sure, it was a hookup.
The person I was thinking of for the Jonna thing, she was jealous with Zach was not wanting to be with her. She hooked up with Jenna's ex, I believe.
Yeah, because they were trying.
But
to
that was the only other person
jealous.
They had for Jonna. But that's it. So that's the game. Oh. Yay!
All
that's
right.
The game.
Woo! Good game.
I mean, Pam ran away with it, so we kind of gave up a little.
They're
bit.
They're all a bunch of ho ho hos.
Oh my God.
No, it's a Christmas joke, not a... Boy, you guys.
Pam, if this penguin didn't give it away that it's Christmas in here, I don't know what does. All right, any final thoughts on just the season in general, guys? Because that's it. We're done.
Real quick,
Go for it.
Bananas. We didn't talk about. I thought he came off real bad this reunion. He was just snide and snide.
Well, he had his one-liners, but like he really didn't have much to add. He wasn't there the whole time.
But there's like Wes one-liners that are funny, and then Polly and Bananas. To me, I just was like both of them seemed nasty.
The thing about Bananas is that when they filmed that, the rest of the season, like did it, he must have just known who won. Like what was the season wasn't over when they filmed that? So how did they even do that? I wonder too.
Well, that's all I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay. It must have.
They
must have
showed them clips. No. They had even Swaggy.
No, they knew the winners when they.
I know, but they didn't like know all the deets. In theory, it didn't air on TV.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever.
I loved it. I thought this season. I said it before. Like each season of the challenge for me, anyway. It's one step higher than the past season. So I'm excited for season 35. Like, yes. Just from, like, from what I've been hearing about it, it sounds like it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super pumped for season 35. I agree. This reunion, I loved, I think, the second half. I mean, I guess I loved it if I was that impassioned in the first half. But watching this reunion again made me re-aggravated about all these sort of fights that they had. I thought it got more competitive and fun with the drama later on in the season. But overall, I loved it, and I agree. It's been just getting better and better. So I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I thought the season was great. Obviously, the whole dynamic with Tori and Jordan was awesome. The build-up, you see all these other character storylines developing. Overall, Jordan winning, which is awesome. I mean, the season, the challenges, they are getting better and better, and I hope that we keep going that route because it's funner to watch that way. You know?
Funner.
Yeah, funner. That is
funner.
A word.
I'll say this. The reunion was good, not great. The problem is that we just can't get enough juicy details because we know half of them already.
Yes.
And there's no way for them to hide that from us because we can just go on our computers that we have handheld computers now and just find half the answers. So I wish there could be more juice.
I wish there was more bloopers and shit they didn't show. That kind of thing.
The shit they didn't show was always good. Yeah.
And funny things. And
but I don't know. I really enjoyed the reunion because, yeah, it was. They did repeat a lot of the stuff, but we have to remember a lot of the stuff the cast hadn't really seen, like them talking in confessionals or whatnot. And so you're hearing their opinions about something they haven't seen. So I thought it was cool.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I like it.
All right.
Yeah.
For the final time in season 34, I'm going to wrap the baby up.
And 2019.
Okay. And in 2019. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. When is season 35 starting? Do we know?
Probably pretty soon. I think they just wrapped up, didn't they?
It was this last Saturday, I want to say, was when they stopped filming.
Yeah. So I'm thinking they'll do like a Valentine's
Friday, Saturday,
Day. A February start
probably,
or something.
Yeah.
Probably.
So guys, we only have a month and a half, 2 months off right now. So sleep well and, you know, get ready for these long nights here at AfterBuzz TV.
And MTV, if you're paying attention, Ridiculous All Day. Put some old seasons of The Real World on. Re-show the old
seasons.
It's
so funny you said that. I went on YouTube and I scoured YouTube to find old episodes of The Real World this week just because I wanted to watch old seasons that I like. I can only find like little clips.
Someone said, I don't know who said it, but it was someone said something about it was because of what they shot the TV show on with back in the day.
Oh.
So it can't be, and I might be completely wrong.
They could have the black bars on the side.
Like,
I don't care.
Yeah, like
it might not be able
TV
to be like shown on TV. I don't know, but
I don't
even
care.
If they streamed it or something, like it's weird that it's such a popular franchise and we can't, and that they're still building on it. Because
they used to always show reruns too of like the challenge. And,
They don't do any of that stuff anymore.
Like you can find it on your DVR. You can like go back to like season 30, I think, but that's about it.
Yeah. And that's not a long time ago.
I would totally watch. I'd rewatch. We can't wait to go. Which Real World seasons would you rewatch?
My
Vegas?
Favorite that Vegas. Doesn't get Vegas. A lot of press is Seattle.
San Diego.
Was like my favorite season, and that gets like swept. That's what Jamie Chung's, I think. But
she was San Diego.
No,
San Diego.
What was Seattle with the Seattle was so good. Brad was Brad's season.
San Diego.
You're thinking of San Diego.
San Diego.
I love San Diego. That was on when I was in college.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
San Diego was Vegas. The second to Vegas.
I love Portland with Jordan. I like that one. But then Naya went too crazy by the end, and I was like, it's just too much.
The Miz and Coral.
I liked
Back to New York was good.
I liked one that a lot of people didn't like, and it was one of the newer ones.
I loved all those, too.
Go Big or Go Home
was great with Kayla.
I loved that.
Yeah.
I never saw that season.
They stayed in downtown Vegas.
There was a lot of controversy on that one. It would be so cool to see some of those people on the challenge, but... Yeah, nice. We only see Kayla.
I loved what we thought, Explosions and Skeletons. I love both those seasons,
I never
too.
Watched Skeletons. I
they were both great.
They were all good.
It was like the challenge because they had like 20 people in the house and not 8 yeah. or 6
Tony's
or 7.
Season, the season that Tony was on.
That was Explosion or Skeletons.
That was like too much going on for me. I just liked classic Real World. Yeah.
Hawaii, I liked Hawaii a lot.
Hawaii was the first real world season.
I went back and Denver was cool, and even Philadelphia with Landon I liked. I liked them all.
I liked them, me too. They're all good. Seattle, no one remembers Seattle, but I loved...
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Jonathan. We're wrapping right now. My name is Daniel Inger. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Idiot Box Boys on TikTok.
What's up, guys? I'm Benny Adams. Thanks again for joining us. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. And even though the season is over, you can always catch me on the Challenge News Weekly every Monday at 2 p.m.
Yay. I'm Pam. Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you so much. Thanks for being with us. You know where to find me.
And I'm David Christopher. Thank you guys so much again for an awesome year, awesome season here at AfterBuzz. Thank you for always tuning in, staying up late with us. Please be sure to join us next season. We love you guys. Thank you for joining on live chat. See you next year in 2020.
2020, baby!
Happy holidays!
See you guys later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz.